First Peter 3. In the same way, you wives, be submissive to your own husbands, so that even if any of them are disobedient to the word, they may be won without a word by the behavior of their wives, as they observe your chaste and respectful behavior. Adornment must not be merely external, braiding the hair and wearing gold jewelry and putting on dresses, but let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the imperishable quality of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is precious in the sight of God. For in this way, in former times, the holy women also, who hoped in God, used to adorn themselves, being submissive to her own husbands, just as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, and you have become her children if you do what is right without being frightened by any fear. You husbands, in the same way, live with your wives in an understanding way, as with someone weaker, since she is a woman, and show her honor as a fellow heir of the grace of life, so that your prayers will not be hindered. To sum up, all of you be harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, and humble in spirit, not returning evil for evil or insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead, for you were called for the very purpose that you might inherit a blessing. For the one who desires life to love and see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. He must turn away from evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears attend to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Who is there to harm you if you prove zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, you are blessed. And do not fear their intimidation, and do not be troubled. But sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and reverence. And keep a good conscience, so that in the thing in which you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ will be put to shame. But it is better, if God should will it so, that you suffer for doing what is right rather for doing what is wrong. For Christ also died for our sins, once for all, the just for the unjust, so that he might bring us to God, having been put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which also he went and made proclamations to the spirits now in prison, who once were disobedient, when the patience of God kept waiting in the days of Noah during the construction of the ark, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were brought safely through the water. Corresponding to that, baptism now saves you, not the removal of dirt from the flesh, but an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is at the right hand of God, having gone into heaven after angels and authorities and powers have been subjected to him. All right, so we'll be continuing what we've been doing. We're just praying through a passage. So we'll be going to pray starting with verse 1. So in the same way, you wives be submissive to your own husband, so that even if any of them were disobedient to the word, they may be won without a word by the behavior of their wives, as they observe your chaste and respectful behavior. Now, even if we're not wives, even if we're not we don't have a spouse, I think over here, like, we can pray that our behavior will be so blameless, respectful and chaste, that other people who we might be close to, might be family, my friends, that when they see, they will be able to be won over. So let's pray. And as we continue praying, in verse 3, we see your adornment must not be merely external. It's not saying that you can't braid hair or gold jewelry, but it's not only that, but let it be the hidden presence of the heart with the imperishable quality of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is precious in the sight of God. Let us pray for that imperishable quality of the heart with gentle and quiet spirit. Let us continue to live in an understanding way, as husbands, not as husbands, but with people around us, live in an understanding way, and in the same way, respect and show grace, show honor, so that our prayers will not be hindered. And Peter summed it up in verse 8, saying, all of you be harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, and humble in spirit. Let's pray for these things for us as we interact with people around them. And verse 9 says, not returning evil for evil or insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead. For you are called for the very purpose that you might inherit a blessing. Let us, as we interact, there are some times where people do evil to us or insult us. Let us not return that, but let us return with blessings. And it's hard. Let's pray for God's strength to do so. Thank you. And Obrigkeir verse 10 to 12, Peter quotes Psalm 34 verses 12 to 16. The one who desires life to love and see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. He must turn away from evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears attend to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Let us pray through this psalm and just be the person who is seeking God. Verse 13, 14, who is there to harm you if you prove zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, you are blessed. And do not fear the intimidation, and do not be troubled. Verse 15, but sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and reverence. And so Peter continues, as he has written before, that even as we suffer for the sake of righteousness, we are blessed. Over here, let's pray that we are ready at all times to make a defense for our Lord, meaning we can explain and show the joy that we have in us and the hope that we have in us with gentleness and reverence. Verse 16, and keep a good conscience so that in the things in which you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ will be put to shame. So all we have to do is to keep trucking on for Christ, just remain in him. And so, for it is better, if God should will it so, that you suffer for doing what is right rather than for doing what is wrong. For Christ also died for sins, once for all, the just for the unjust, so that he might bring us to God, having been put to death in the flesh, made alive in the spirit. So let us continually praise and thank God for what he has done, for Christ dying for our sins. And I think this is something that is important to keep in mind every day. Why we're here, why we're Christians, is because Christ died for us. And so let's just thank God for that. In which also he went and made proclamation now in the person who once were disobedient, and the patience of God kept waiting in the days of Noah during the construction of the ark, in which a few, that is 8 persons, were brought safely through the water. Corresponding to that, the baptism now saves you, not the removal of dirt from the flesh, but an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is at the right hand of God, having gone into heaven after angels and authorities and power have been subjected to him. And so, corresponding to what Christ has died, we are now appealed for by Jesus to God, so that now we can be counted as righteous. And it is through him who has gone into heaven, and now all authorities, all powers been subjected to him. So let's praise God, because first of all, he is worthy, but also let's continue praying and thanking him for what he has done. Because it's not by our own powers that we are saved, but his and his alone. And now P-Nate will lead us in worship. Go into our community prayer for those battling cancer, undergoing chemo, radiation therapy, and surgery. Thank you. Let's pray for those with illnesses and need of salvation. Let's pray for those with infirmities. Let's pray for healing. Pray for those looking for jobs. Let's pray for SP Beijing, SP Shanghai, Gongs, and churches, our mission focus. Let's pray for the board. Let's pray for our different fellowships. Pray for SP 2.0. Pray for those who are pregnant. Let's pray for the house church's meeting tonight. Let's pray. Dear Father, we just thank you for this morning, once again, Lord, for your new day, for your new mercies, for new grace. Lord, we just thank you for Jesus, whose death on the cross has appealed for us, Lord, that we might be counted as righteous. Lord, we just thank you. It's not what we have done, but all for you. All because of you, Jesus. Lord, we just pray that as we go into our daily lives, as we go to our jobs or different places, Lord, we just pray that we would be such a good testimony for you, Lord, through our actions that people will be able to see. And Lord, help us have be ready to give a defense, to be able to share the gospel, share the joy that we have, and share the reason why we live the way we do, Lord. Lord, give us opportunities for these conversations to happen. We pray that through our actions and our words, Lord, that we might be able to bring people towards you, that they will be able to see your beautiful face as well. And Lord, we just pray for your presence as we go to our different places. We just pray that we'll grow closer to you and love you more and more each and every day. Thank you. Pray all this in Jesus' most precious name. Amen. Enjoy the rest of your prayer time.